smoking gun. Fauci states COVID PCR test has fatal flaw. John Rappaport. August 27, 2021. Fauci states COVID PCR test has fatal flaw and a confession from the beloved expert of experts. The COVID PCR test is a complete fraud. Note, I've posted this article several times. I post it again because so-called rising COVID case numbers are being touted as justification for masking and other restrictions, as well as a reason for taking the destructive COVID vaccine. This article is part of my series on the COVID PCR test. These articles prove that the test is fatally flawed, gives rise to hugely inflated and false case numbers, which in turn lead to the unnecessary and brutal lockdowns. I'm hoping readers will spread this information far and wide. Okay, here we go. Smoking gun. Jackpot. Right from the horse's mouth. Right from the man we're told is the number one COVID expert in the nation. What Fauci says is golden truth. Well, how about this? July 16, 2020, podcast, This Week in Virology, Tony Fauci makes a point of saying the PCR COVID test is useless and misleading when the test is run at 35 cycles or higher. A positive result, indicating infection, cannot be accepted or believed. Here, in Technospeak, is an excerpt from Fauci's key quote, starting at the 4 minutes 1 second mark through to the 5 minutes 45 seconds mark. Fauci begins his first answer to the first questions at the 4 minutes 20 seconds mark and begins his second answer to the second question at the 5 minutes 26 seconds mark. If you get, perform the test at, a cycle threshold of 35 or more, the chances of it being replication competent, aka accurate, are minuscule. You almost never can culture virus, detect a true positive result, from a 37 threshold cycle, even 36. Each cycle of the test is a quantum leap in amplification and magnification of the test specimen taken from the patient. Too many cycles, and the test will turn up all sorts of irrelevant material that will be wrongly interpreted as relevant. That's called a false positive. What Fauci failed to say on the video is, the FDA, which authorizes the test for public use, recommends the test should be run up to 40 cycles. Not 35. Therefore, all labs in the US that follow the FDA guideline are knowingly or unknowingly participating in fraud. Fraud on a monstrous level, because millions of Americans are being told they are infected with the virus on the basis of a false positive result, and the total number of COVID cases in America, which is based on the test, is a gross falsity. The lockdowns and other restraining measures are based on these fraudulent case numbers. Let me back up and run that by you again. Fauci says the test is useless when it's run at 35 cycles or higher. The FDA says run the test up to 40 cycles, in order to determine whether the virus is there. This is the crime in a nutshell. Hello, America, you've been tricked, lied to, conned, and taken for a devastating ride. On the basis of fake science, the country was locked down. If anyone in the Congress has a few brain cells operating, pull Fauci into a televised hearing and, in 10 minutes, make mincemeat out of the fake science that has driven this whole foul, stench-ridden assault on the global economy and its 8 billion citizens. Alright, here are two chunks of evidence for what I've written above. First, we have a CDC quote on the FDA website, in a document titled, CDC 2019 Novel Coronavirus, 2019 nCoV, Real-Time RT-PCR Diagnostic Panel for Emergency Use Only. See page 35. This document is marked, effective, July 21, 2021. That means, even though the virus is being referred to by its older name, the document is still relevant as of July 2021. For emergency use only refers to the fact that the FDA has certified the PCR test under a traditional category called emergency use authorization. FDA, a specimen is considered positive for 2019 nCoV virus, if all 2019 nCoV marker, N1, N2, cycle threshold growth curves cross the threshold line within 40.00 cycles, less than 40.00 count. Naturally, many testing labs reading this guideline would conclude, well, to see if the virus is there in a patient, we should run the test all the way to 40 cycles. That's the official advice. Then we have a New York Times article, August 29/updated September 17, 2020, headlined, Your coronavirus test is positive. Maybe it shouldn't be. Here are money quotes. Most tests set the limit at 40 cycles. A few at 37. Set the limit would mean, we're going to look all the way to 40 cycles, to see if the virus is there. The Times, this number of amplification cycles needed to find the virus, called the cycle threshold, is never included in the results sent to doctors and coronavirus patients. Boom. That's the capper, the grand finale. Labs don't or won't reveal their collusion in this crime. Get the picture? I hope so. If lawyer won't go to court with all this, or if a judge won't pay attention and see the light, they should be stripped of their jobs and sent to the Arctic to sell snow. The link to this article posted on John's blog is here, with sources. Follow John on Gab at John Rappaport.